Welcome to another edition of The Rap Sheet. We have two special guests with us today, Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and LaBette County Sheriff Darren Isinger. Holidays is a time when people reach out. There's a lot of good causes out there, but how do you determine what's a good donation to make and what might be a scam?
One of the first things you want to look for are organizations that have an IRS designation of being a 501c3. That means that they have a board of directors, they've been vetted, they've submitted all their proper tax information to the federal government. That's going to be your first good safety stamp of approval. I think, too, larger, well-known national organizations or smaller community-based groups that are well-known in our community, and we have several of those are the places to go. When you start kind of getting the unsolicited invitation to donate, or it's from way out of the area, you have no idea where this is coming from or what their fundamental basis is as a group, well, you might want to maybe shy away from those.
Sounds like you've been working together on a task force. Is this dealing with all aspects of crimes or specifically drugs?
One of the things I've noticed by being new to the area is I am exceedingly blessed to have a fantastic sheriff and a highly motivated county attorney. We all see eye to eye on crime enforcement and some of the challenges that are facing not just Parsons, but also the LaBette County area. I think what we have all heard our constituents say is they've had enough of drugs in this area. Several years ago, there was an interagency narcotics task force that worked together. That kind of fell apart before the three of us were here, and we recognized the importance of partnership, sharing information, and working together to get the biggest bang out of every tax dollar that is entrusted to us. And quite frankly, we've had enough of drugs in our community as well. So we're going to be reaching out to the community. This is not one of those opportunities where people just get to sit back and complain and not do anything. We're going to be reaching out. We need information. We need leads. We need help. But we're going to put together the structure for a small narcotics task force. And I think we're both going to have some high expectations for that group as we get into 2019.
I've always said that I think that the other crimes go hand in hand with the drugs. By tackling the drug crimes, we're also going to be tackling the burglaries and the thefts and the other crimes that go along with those. So it's just not being 100% focused on drugs, but it's kind of going to get that whole realm of criminal activity.
Our special guests today have been Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and LaBette County Sheriff Darren Isinger. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.